Welcome to the Americana Bistro Grill. I'm your host, Roberto Alvarez Galloso, serving you the best in Americana music, which is country and rock. But we did music, but now we're just simply doing the interviews, and then we have the artists themselves promote their music. That's until I start learning about the MP3 and how to do all of that. But we'll get to that later. The most important thing right now is that we're in the Christmas season, and we're doing a special Christmas program interviewing the greatest artists in Americana music. And one of the artists that I have with me, and she was very kind enough to accept my invitation, is Heather Hayes. I discovered Heather Hayes because I've seen some of the artists of Texas and Key West and Key Largo, and I love the music. So I want to thank you, Heather, for accepting my invitation and for coming to visit us in the Americana Bistro Grill.
Yeah, sure. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to talk to you tonight.
For me, a pleasure. I want to start with the first question. How did you get started in music, especially Americana music?
So I actually started singing at a very young age, around four. So my first solo acts I did is with in Texas with a choir and in school and in church, and I would be singing all over East Texas, like in malls and special showcases and just especially at Christmas time, I was always doing singing Christmas songs and performing around. So when I got older, I went to college. I was in the music program, and then life happens and I didn't finish my degree, but I still continued my passion in the music industry. I started singing with a worship leader named Paul Balash, who is a very awesome songwriter in the industry and Dove Award winner. And then after that, when I moved to Nashville, I got involved with working with Judy Broadman. She's an ACM Award winner herself. She was very popular in the 80s. She won her ACM and has, I think 7 songs in the top 10 in the 80s. And then she's also a songwriter. She wrote a song that Leanne Rimes cut, and a bunch of other, a ton of other people actually have recorded her songs over the years. So she and I partnered together, and we were writing for this new album that I have out called Hideaway.
Great. The new album that you have is called Hideaway. How did it come about, and what is it about? What was the inspiration behind your latest album?
So the inspiration behind this album was more in the trop rock and coastal Americana lane. That does have a couple country kind of tracks, like Honky Tonk Hurricane, but it's still, even that one, even though it might be a little bit more country, it still talks about drinking and that kind of fun atmosphere and escapism. The title track, Hideaway, is because I grew up, the town that I grew up in was called Hideaway. So it's kind of, I knew I wanted to write a song called Hideaway. Like, I just knew that was the title. That's what it was going to be. But when I was cutting and writing it for this album, it is in that escapism lane. And it is definitely for, trop rock, coastal Americana. The song Hideaway is about getting away and being like at a beach, being secluded, listening, just listening to the ocean and relaxing and not having any questions and saying, I will go home. I want to go home, just not right now. I'll go back home someday, just not now, because just being in the moment.
Yeah, that's great. And in addition to Hideaway, how... What has, how do you reconcile your latest album, Hideaway, with any other previous albums that you've recorded?
So the other songs that I've recorded, I have one that's called Soldier's Wife that I wrote for being a soldier's wife, and kind of that was more of a country lane. Away From My Past was more country. Everything is more like country driven, where The Hideaway is more chop rock. So you're going to hear a reggae feel in there. You're going to feel on some of the tracks, you're going to hear a bongo. So you might hear, it's just a different lane. So it's in that Jimmy Buffett lane, Kenny Chesney kind of lane.
Great. I have about another question I do have about concerning Americana music in itself. There has been many different genres of Americana music, especially in country and rock. What is the difference between the country genre, the rock genre, and what is called the Tropicana Americana style rock music?
Okay, so I kind of marry all three of those together. So when you're listening to like my current album, Hideaway, you're going to hear all of that kind of married in together. You might hear a track of mine that's a little bit more, that might have like more of the B3 running through there. And country, you know, pretty much old country. Nowadays, everything is more rock driven anyways, but instead of traditional country. But the trop rock lane is based off of the genre that's it's kind of a Gulf Coast western is what it was originally called, and that was the one that Jimmy Buffett kind of launched when he was in Nashville, and then he moved down to Key West. That is where he started, you know, writing and in Texas, where he, you know, started writing about living by the water and everything that has to do with, you know, just relaxing and having fun and, you know, more lighthearted music, vacationing, escapism. That's all like what he writes about. And then, and just having more of that little islandy feel. But with country, and rock, it just kind of depends. I mean, there's so many different forms of rock. There's progressive rock, alternative rock. So it just is how you play the drums, really, and how that beat's running through there. Or if it has more of a jazz feel with a guitar, or if it's more, you know, classical or whatever. Pretty much nowadays, everything's kind of married together. Like, we're so blended in all the genres. It just pretty much is how the singer is coming across. A great example would be like Miranda Lambert right now. She in almost all her music, you might hear her cut one that's really, really country swing kind of twang going on in there, but her vocals are always going to be country because she is, her accent and everything is country. So when she's singing and it comes over, you know, laying on top, she can lay it on top of a rock feel or a country feel, and it's just going to be, you know, her. Like, pretty much now, you know, that's just how it is. And even like country pop, you know, a lot of it's just all blended together now, which is great because now we have, it's more versatile, the music is. But when we're talking about the Coastal Americana, you know, that is could be in that genre. You know, you pretty much have to sing about palm trees and all things coastal, you know, that's going on with the ocean, and that kind of living,
yeah,
that way of life.
Yeah, I know, because I live close to the Keys.
Yeah.
And every May I go to Key Largo and Key West for the singer-songwriter festivals. I love them. Which leads me to the last question. The last question has to do with the Christmas season, since we're in Christmas. And I want to know, how do you celebrate Christmas in Texas? You've celebrated Christmas in the Keys, right? By any chance?
I haven't celebrated in, no, I was just down in the Florida Keys for the Meeting of the Minds. I got asked to come down there. I was playing for a few different radio stations for the, you know, Jimmy Buffett's Parrot Heads. And that was amazing. That was my first time to Key West. So I was just really excited that I got to go down there. I brought my, two of my bandmates, Judy Broadman, and she sang with me and did some of her hits that she had had over the years. And my other bandmate is Nate Hepford, who is, he is a progressive, more progressive rock artist. But he and I are actually collaborating now, and we're for my new album that's coming out in 2020. So we've been writing, and so I'm really excited about this new project coming up. But for Christmas, I celebrate in Texas, and my parents have a boat down in Kima, which is close to Galveston, Houston area. And so we decorate the boat with lights, and we stay on it, and just, you know, we're on the water, so it's just amazing down there. And then, of course, I always go and spend Christmas with my grandma. She's 91 this year, so yeah, it's just very special Christmas with my family, doing all the traditional things that most families do. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yep. For me, it was a great pleasure having you here, and being able to talk about your hits and everything else. And just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And before you leave, I'm gonna be going off the air now. But what I'm gonna be doing is, I'm going to say my goodbye to you personally after we get off the air. Just want to thank you for coming to the Americana Bistro Grill. And I hope that when you have your next album, that you could actually could do another interview in your next album, either in Texas or in the Florida Keys. And I hope I'm against hope that I'm able to learn how to put together MP3s, so I could put together programs like I used to do when I had the Americana Bistro Grill at AMI Radio at Anna Maria Island in Bradenton Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have it there, but given things that I was unable to control, the station folded, and the Americana Bistro Grill was off the air temporarily during the spring and summer, but many people said, bring it back. At least bring it under your blog, the AG News Show, and then just learn by trial and error. So I just simply mastered the part about the interviews with the MP4s and MP3s, but now I have to master how to have the music spliced together with the artists, or at least have the artists sing their hit song or their songs while we're doing the interview. So right, for the time being, we're just simply doing the interviews. But again, when you have your next album, you're more than invited. And your boyfriend is also more than invited, your friends, your cousins, your... whoever member of your family is in there, you're invited. Because American Bistro Grill is family-oriented, music-wise.
Yeah, very cool, yeah.
So, and to everyone else in the Americana, to everyone else who is listening to us, the Americana Bistro Grill, you could hear us at the AG News Show at Alvarez Galloso. We're going to have it here in the computer later on. Alvarez Galloso, longname.com. You could look it up with Google. And where can we find your music?
So my music is on all the music platforms. You can go on Amazon.com. You can get it there. You can get it on Spotify, YouTube, just anywhere you download music, iHeartRadio, all of them. You can get them on there. And I'm on a lot of the different radio stations on the internet too, like Tahiman Radio is one that comes to mind. Beach Bum Radio. There's a bunch of them. I'm on all of them. Just whatever you listen to, or you can just Google me, Heather Hayes, and also heatherhayesband.com, and I'm on Instagram as well.
Also, before I leave, also to see this interview, You could visit the Americana Bistro Girl with the AG News Show or Alvarez Gayoso at Google, Instagram, Facebook Live, Vimeo, BitChute, Minds, or even in YouTube, although we're in a limited quantity with YouTube because we're trying to diversify into other areas. But we are always open to all forms of music, to everyone. I'm inviting all the artists who are listening, if they're listening, please come down. Please, we're inviting you to be interviewed. We want you. We want to promote your music. And all of you, your music rocks. We accept all forms of Americana music, all forms of genre. And just enjoy. That's all I could say. Peace in, peace out, and peace everywhere. Until the next time, and God bless.